All you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this.
Today, you know, if I owned that sports franchise, I think I'd... Well, let's think about your favorite professional sports team. When was the last time that they were holding the championship trophy at season's end? You know, it really doesn't happen very often for most sports franchises. And right now, basketball fans of the Boston Celtics are yearning to add an 18th banner to the rafters of TD Garden. It would be their first since 2008. And for the Dallas Mavericks, an NBA title would be the second one of theirs in 44 years of the franchise, and the first since Dirk Nowitzki led the Mavs to their lone NBA title back in 2006, 18 years ago. Even a storied franchise like the Boston Celtics can have a lengthy drought between titles. When there are 30 or more teams competing in any professional sports league with extremely talented players, it's unrealistic to expect that your favorite team is going to be playing in the championship round every season. But baseball's Boston Red Sox fans are getting antsy. Breaking an 86-year drought in Major League Baseball between championships, the 2004 Boston Red Sox finally won the World Series. Since then, the Bo Sox have won three more titles in 2007, 2013, and 2018. Four world titles in 14 years is an exceptional accomplishment indeed. This week, the owner of the Boston Red Sox franchise raised the ire of the diehard Red Sox fans by effectively saying that Boston fans are spoiled and should not expect to compete for the title every year. John Henry raised temperatures around Beantown in the past week with this comment, quote, "Because fans expect championships almost annually, they easily become frustrated and are not going to buy into what the odds actually are, 1 in 20 or 1 in 30. Statistically speaking, he's absolutely right. Just don't tell that to the fervent baseball fans in Boston. They are 6 years removed now from their last World Series win and have a middle-of-the-road 33-33 record through Sunday, June 9th. Red Sox fans are incensed that their hated rival, the New York Yankees, are now 12.5 games ahead of Boston at this point. Compounding their angst, the Red Sox have posted a losing record in three of the last four seasons. Longtime fans are unhappy with the team's ownership and management. So how do teams compete when the richest ones are trying to buy championships every year? In 2024, the first-place New York Yankees are spending over $290 million on a 26-man roster. That equates to a whopping $11 million per player. And the Yankees are a perennial playoff team, but their last World Series triumph came 15 years ago in 2009. By comparison, the Boston Red Sox are paying a healthy $161 million this year, which ranks them 12th among the 30 major league teams. On the low end of that pay scale, the hapless Oakland A's have the lowest payroll of any baseball team in 2024 at just $47 million. Now that's $25 million below the next worst team at number 29, the nearly as hapless Pittsburgh Pirates, who check in at $72 million. The Oakland A's baseball franchise is leaving town after this year, too. John Fisher, the A's current owner, refuses to sell the team, and he's tired of negotiating with the taxpayers of Oakland, California for a new ballpark. This team moved to Oakland from Kansas City, if you remember, back in 1968, and they are still playing in the very same stadium, Oakland Coliseum, which was once used for both football and baseball. They've been in the same stadium for the last 56 years. The NFL Raiders football team has already left town, and they moved to Las Vegas in 2020. And now the baseball team is following suit, and they're moving to Las Vegas beginning in the 2028 season once a new baseball facility is completed in Las Vegas. Now between 2025 and 2027, for three seasons, the A's are going to make an interim move to Sacramento, California for 3 years. They'll just be called the A's during that period. The A's last won a World Series back in 1989. The Pittsburgh Pirates' last title, by the way, came in the Willie Stargell-led We Are Family season back in 1979. Since then, Pittsburgh's baseball team has only qualified for the playoffs 6 times in the past 45 years. Ouch. So what would you do if you owned a major league franchise? Would you spend freely on the players, or would you be pinching pennies? Well, since we've been discussing Major League Baseball, let's imagine that we purchased a perennial bottom feeder franchise which plays in a good stadium with an enthusiastic sports market. Let's say the Pittsburgh Pirates. The team's payroll is the second lowest in the major leagues this year, though we've established that high payroll teams don't necessarily guarantee a playoff season. The lowest paid teams are most likely to miss the playoffs in most seasons. The Pirates' home attendance this year is ranked number 25 of the 30 baseball teams, with about 19,600 fans per home game. And by the way, the Los Angeles Dodgers are number one in baseball with 46,000 fans per game, and those soon-to-be-traveling Oakland A's are the lowest draw by far, just 6,900 per home game. Pittsburgh is ranked number 23 of the 30 major league teams in the television market size, with a metropolitan area of about 2.7 million people. But that means that the value of their local media rights is significantly lower than the teams in the large population centers. If we increase the team's payroll, let's say by $100 million per year next year, could this team turn a profit? Well, that's doubtful. The Pittsburgh Pirates' lovely downtown baseball stadium called PNC Park holds about 39,000 fans, and that would mean this year about 50% of the stadium seats are going unsold for every home game. So if we spent an additional $100 million next year on better players, the team would need to generate a significant amount of new revenue. With 81 home games every year, that amounts to an incremental $1,234,567. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's not a joke, do the math, to break even. So let's assume that the team could draw, let's say, extra 10,000 fans per game to watch, with a newer roster, a more competitive Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team. According to one source, the Pirates currently have the 17th highest average ticket price already at $60 per person. Those extra 10,000 fans per night would also generate, in addition to the $60 ticket, let's say another $20 of profit per person from the parking and concessions and merchandising. The 10,000 fans with the $60 tickets and $20 of profit from the concessions and such would equate to about $800,000 of new revenue every home game. Unfortunately, that leaves a deficit every game of about $400,000, or over $32 million in new losses for next year. So what other options would a team have to raise their revenue or lower their cost? The cheapest way to do it is to draft and develop exceptionally talented young players rather than build your roster with veteran players. Though the first-round draft choices sometimes require a payment of a hefty signing bonus, their annual pay is considerably lower than veteran major league players. For example, LSU's pitcher Paul Skeens was the top player drafted last year in 2023. He was selected by, yes, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and received a signing bonus of a whopping $9.2 million. Woo! College and high school players drafted in rounds 2 through 10 receive lower amounts, and by the time you get to round 10, the signing bonuses last year averaged about $170,000 per player. But after that signing bonus is paid, the annual salary for rookie contracts can be as low as $57,000 a year for minor league players. If the player ascends up into the big leagues, he'll be required to be paid, according to Major League Baseball, at least $740,000 annually beginning this year. But that's still much cheaper than the $5 million per player average in Major League Baseball this year. Now, another way to save money is to find motivated players near the end of their careers who are able to add some value to the team. For example, let's say a veteran backup catcher in the major leagues could be signed at a much lower cost than a high-demand star. Now, blending your young talent with those seasoned players can make for a rather competitive team. Introducing the Tampa Bay Rays. Their model, though, is not guaranteed to succeed for long. The Tampa Bay Rays baseball team has found success in recent years with one of the lowest payrolls in all of Major League Baseball. The team has qualified for the playoffs for 5 straight years and even played in a World Series recently. The Rays have found creative ways to develop young players taken in the draft while still in their rookie contracts, and then added some below-market priced veterans via free agency to round out their roster. However, these top rookie contracts eventually do expire. And once they do, the major market teams like New York and Los Angeles are out there waving around a lot more money to bid up the price and lure the players away because those teams have the highest annual revenues. The lower revenue teams like Pittsburgh simply can't afford to keep more than a handful of their younger stars for several contracts to keep the team profitable. And so it goes. So is the Boston Red Sox team owner correct in saying that fans should learn to be more patient? Statistically speaking, the answer is yes. unlike Dallas Cowboys team owner Jerry Jones, who's been promising his fans that the 2024 Cowboys are going all in, whatever that means, most professional sports franchises fail to get to the championship round every year. About half of pro sports teams don't even qualify for postseason playoffs, no matter how generous the playoffs are. Teams which continue to flounder for multiple years, though, tend to have a team owner who's reluctant to make changes in his own management team to find a more creative way for the franchise to become more competitive. It's a lot cheaper to hire and fire a team management every few years than it is to sign that $30 million per year pitcher. Some franchise owners, like baseball's Oakland A's, have decided to cut their team budgets to the bone so that the team can still turn an annual profit even if almost no one is showing up at the ballpark. It's up to the league itself, though, to remove these misfit owners and force a sale of the franchise to a new ownership group willing to try something new and restore some credibility in the local market. Unfortunately, the clique of professional sports team owners is really tight. Most professional sports leagues are quite reluctant to admit that any member of their so-called family should be booted out of the elite club and replaced. Boston Red Sox team owner John Henry's recent comments certainly lacked empathy for Red Sox fans. But longtime baseball fans in Cleveland, who's been 75 years without winning a World Series, and San Diego and Milwaukee, both 55 years without a World Series, are not feeling sorry today for those Boston Red Sox fans either. I'm Swamp Swamy.